第一章。
Chapter 1, First Peter.
第二章。
Sorry, Chapter 2.
第五节
Verse 5 of chapter
2彼得前书二章的五节你们来到主的面前也就像活石被建造成为灵宫做圣洁的祭司借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭
Verse 5You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
这段圣经在讲灵宫与灵祭。
This verse talks about living stone.
灵祭。
And sacrifices acceptable to God.
我们来到主的面前啊，就是像一块活石。
When we come in front of God, we're like this piece of living stone.
这个活石就是带有生命的一块石头。
A living stone is a stone that has life in it.
来到主的面前，也就是接受主的救恩。
When we come in front of God, we accept His salvation.
我们得到属神的生命。
And we inherit this life.From God.
那所有的信徒联合起来变成一座灵宫
And all the members come together form into a spiritual house
那这个灵宫啊就是旧约时代的圣殿
The spiritual house here is parallel to the temple in the Old Testament
所以所罗门建殿献殿的时候神的荣耀充满
When Solomon built the templeGod's glory filled his temple.
甚至他没有办法站立。
The glory was so great that he was not able to stand.
神应许要借这个殿垂听他们祷告。
God promised to use this temple to listen to the prayer of his people.
要借着这个殿赦免他们的罪，施恩看顾他们。
God promised to use this temple to forgive their sins.
后来所罗门的殿被拆毁。
Later, Solomon's temple was.Destroyed.
但是在五旬节的时候，另外一个殿被建起来。
But on the day of Pentecost, another temple was built.
就是属灵的宫殿。
This temple that was built is a spiritual house.
彼得传道里一天3000个人受洗。
When Peter preached, 3,000 people came to believe.
他们就变成一座灵宫。
And they form a spiritual temple.
在使徒行传我们看出来。神的能力神的恩典神的慈爱神的荣耀充满着使徒教会
We learn from the book of Acts the power and the glory of God filling in the church
因为那是神充满的地方
Because church was a place where God's spirit was filled
所以教会就是灵宫
Church is like a spiritual temple
是那充满万有者所充满的
A place where it is filled with God's Spirit.
这个充满万有者就是天上的神，教会是神所充满的。
And church is a place where God's put His Spirit in.
所以我们来到教会很容易体验神就在这里。
So when we come to church, often we can experience God's presence more.
我们在这一座灵宫里面做什么？
While we are in this spiritual temple, what shall we do?
我们要做圣洁的祭司。
We shall be like the holy priest.
所以本来旧约时代只有少数人啊，可以在圣殿里面献祭。
In the Old Testament, only few people are qualified to become the priests.
那新约时代每一个人都是祭司。
But in the New Testament era, everyone is qualified to become the priest.
因为主耶稣一断气，那个分别至圣所那个幔子裂开来。
The veil in the holy temple broke into
the holy of holy broke into 就裂开来了
split into
所以人跟神的没有阻隔你可以直接进到至圣所
and this allows men to have direct communication with God
就是借着主耶稣的宝血
through the blood of Jesus Christ
所以现在我们每一个人身上都有主的宝血
And not every one of us has in us the blood of Jesus.
我们的罪被主的宝血遮盖了。
Our sins are blotted out with the blood of Jesus.
我们可以来到那个圣洁荣耀那一位神的面前。
And we're able to come in front of this glorious holy God.
所以我们每一个都是祭司。
So we're each and every one of us is a priest.
所以不像天主教，你要跟神父告解，然后神父代替你祷告，不需要经过别人。
This is very different from the practice of Catholicism, where people must first repent to the priest, and the priest will then relay their prayers to God.
每一个人都是祭司，你可以直接向神祷告献祭。
Every one of us is able to.Offer our own sacrifice to God.
那我们在这个灵宫里面做祭司要做什么
？What are we to do when we become priests in this spiritual temple?
要奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
We must offer sacrifices acceptable to God.
所以我们今天来教会要献灵祭。
So today we come to church. We need to offer spiritual sacrifice.
那灵祭是什么
？What are the spiritual sacrifices?
我们看这个希伯来书。
Please look at Book of Hebrews.
希伯来书十三章
Chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章十五节
Verse 15.
我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。这里说常常要以颂赞为祭献给神。
Here we learn that we need to offer a sacrifice of praise.
我们刚刚大家在唱赞美诗，唱到心里很喜乐，这个就是灵祭，在赞美，在献给神。
When we sing hymns and we feel very joyful in our heart, and our joyfulness is a sacrifice to God.
不是 our joyfulness， 我们颂赞的声音。这在神面前是灵祭。
Our singing is a sacrifice to God.
颂赞哦，对神的颂赞。
Our singing is a praise of God.
这是灵祭。
And it is a sacrifice.
这个就是神所要的。
And this is what God desires.
所以我们跪下来祷告，到底我们要祷告什么？
So when we kneel down and pray, what should we pray for?
我们常常把祷告很把它那范围弄得很窄，祷告就是求，每一次跪下来祷告都是求。
Sometimes we tend to narrow our prayer to the point that we every time we pray we ask God for something.
其实应该不是这样。
But it could be different. The content of our prayer can be different.
祷告应该包括对神的颂赞。
Our prayer should include our praise to God.
所以你看旧约时代那个诗篇啊，写诗的人哦。常常都是对神一种颂赞。
In the Book of Psalms, we observe that writers would often give their thanks to God in their prayers.
我们看诗篇的第八篇。
Please look at Psalm chapter 8.
诗篇的第八篇。
Please look at Psalm chapter 8.
第一节哈
，Verse one
说神啊，我们的主，你的名在全地何其美！你将你的荣耀彰显于天。这里叫大卫作诗说：“你将你的荣耀彰显于天。”
Here God David said, "Our Lord, how majestic is His name, Your glory above the heavens."
那你的名是何其的美
？How majestic is Your name in all the earth?
那在十九篇里面说，诗篇十九篇
，In Psalm 19，
诸天述说神的荣耀，全苍全量他的手段。
It was said that the heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of His hands.
神有多荣耀呢
？How glorious is this?
我们到外面去看天。
You look at the sky.
你看到一个小小的人造卫星在飞，你发现哇，人真何伟大。
Sometimes through telescope, you will see a satellite flying. floating in there in its orbit.
也说不需要望远镜啊，你在晚上的时候，你会看到一个白白的一直在跑，那个就是人造卫星。
Even without telescope, you're able to see a satellite sometimes at night.
那几成千上万的人在控制，电脑一直在操作，所以它一直在转。
And these satellites are controlled through computer terminals.
但是你晚上看，整天啊，满天都是星。
When you look at the sky at night, you see thousands of stars.
那个是谁在控制？
Who control those stars in the sky at night?
那一些星呢，就是在传扬神的伟大。
These stars tell us the glory of God.
在诉说神的荣耀。
They declare the glory of God.
而今天我们跪在神面前呢。
So today when we kneel in front of God,
神要我们什么？
What is it that God desires for us?
从心里面的最深处，真的去颂赞他，神啊，你很伟大，你非常的美。
God desires for us to praise Him from the bottom of our heart.
一切荣耀都应该归于你。
And all the glory, all the praise, all be unto His name.
那从心里面向神一种颂赞，这个就是灵祭，就是神所悦纳的。
When we give praise from the bottom of our heart, then it becomes.And sacrifice acceptable to God.
先看诗篇的六十九篇。
Please look at Psalm 69.
诗篇的六十九篇。
Please look at Psalm 69.
三十节。
Verse 30.
我要以诗歌赞美神的名，以感谢称他伟大。
I will praise God's name in song and glorify Him with thanksgiving.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
这便叫神喜悦，圣是献牛或有角有蹄的公羊。
This will please the Lord more than an ox, more than a bull with its horn and hoofs.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
愿天和地、海洋和其中一切的动物都赞美他。
Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and all that move in them.
所以这个大卫啊，他觉得神这么伟大，他希望啊天地万物都能够赞美神啊。
God saw how great his God is. He wants everyone, all creatures to praise him.
你试试看，如果你每一次祷告都在求，改一下，那个内容稍改一下。
If the content of your prayer is always about asking God for something,
你求来求去心中不会喜乐啊。
Because if your prayer is always asking for something, then you will not feel joy.
你现在改变一下，你现在开始颂赞神。
So if you alter the content of your prayer to that of praising of God,
从心里面真的颂赞神的伟大啊，颂赞神的荣耀
，and give thanks to God from the bottom of your heart.
哎，祷告完你就你的心不一样。
After you finish your prayer, you will feel very different in your heart.
你在颂赞神，神很高兴，神就感动你了，就进到你里面来。
Because God sees your thanksgiving to Him, He will be very happy and He will give you.His joy.
我们看诗篇的一百五十五篇。
Please look at Psalm 115.
诗篇一百一十五篇。
Psalm 115.
第一节。
Verse 1.
说神啊，荣耀不要归我们，也不要归我们，因为要因你的慈爱和诚实归在你的名下。这里作诗的人说，荣耀不要归我们。
Here, the writer of this psalm said, Lord, let the glory not be unto our name.
要因为你的慈爱和诚实归在你的名下。
Because of your love and faithfulness, let all the glory be unto your name.
人喜欢被人赞美，人喜欢接受荣耀。
Men like to be glorified and receive praises.
这是神不喜欢的。
But these are not...What God desires.
因为一切有所有都是从神来的。
Because all came from God.
你的生命。
Your life.
你的智慧。
Your wisdom.
你的能力。
Your ability.
全部都是神的。
All these came from God.
所以荣耀归给神。
Therefore, all the glory ought to be unto His name.
要归在神的名下。
And we need to give it to Him.
所以我们来到神的面前，向神感谢、荣耀、颂赞，归给神。
So when we come in front of God, we need to praise and give all the glory to God.
所以我们祷告了另外一个重要的内容，要感谢。
Another important aspect of our prayer is thanksgiving.
我们看啊，哥罗西书。
Please look at Book of Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章。
Please look at Book of Colossians, chapter 3.
十五节
，verse 15，
哥罗西书三章十五节
，Colossians chapter 3 verse 15，
说又要叫基督的平安存在你们心里做主，也为此蒙召归于一体，就要存感谢的心。这里说我们要存感谢的心。
Here it was mentioned that we should let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts。
十七节。
Verse 17,
无论做什么或说话或行事，都要奉主的名，借着他感谢父神。你不论做什么，到最后都要感谢神。
In whatever you do, you need to do it all in the name of God and giving thanks to Him.
那感谢的相反是什么？
What is the opposite of giving thanks to God?
埋怨。
Complaining.
所以这哥林多前书第十章说，以色列百姓啊，在旷野里面那一代人是神不喜欢的人。
The generation of Israelites that were in the wilderness were the ones that were not desired by God.
因为对神没有感谢，只有埋怨。
They have no thanksgiving whatsoever to God. They have only complaints.
玛拿吃久了就埋怨。
When they have manna for too long, they complain.
没有想那个玛拿本身就神的恩典啊。
They never thought about manna as something that was a grace in itself.
路难走就埋怨。
When the road they tread on becomes difficult, they complain.
没有想说那一条路是连往牛奶与蜜之地。
They never thought the roads they walked on would lead them to the land of Canaan.
所以神希望我们凡事感谢。
God asks us to give thanksgiving to Him in all things.
你遇到什么事情，来到神面前，神，我感谢你。
He asks us to give thanks to Him in whatever we do.
这个就是我们向神祷告重要的内容。
This is an important aspect of our prayer.
我说我们跪下来在神面前啊，一一述说神给我们的恩典，然后一条一条向他感谢。
In our prayer, let us list out every single one of the things that we ought to give thanks to Him.
有一次神学班啊，一个讲员啊，请他们学员写一个作业。
In the theological seminar, a teacher once gave the students an assignment.
说，请你们把你们从神所得的恩典写出来。
The assignment asked the students to list out all the grace they have ever received from God.
有的大概写十条就没有了。
Some people, their list will end after 10 items.
那有一个学员写的四五十条。
A student wrote in his list 50 items.
这个学员最多了。所以感谢是什么？
What does it mean to give? What does it mean to be thankful?
就是你写得出来那个神的恩典哦，一条一条告诉神说，神啊，我感谢你，感谢你，感谢你，感谢你。
Part of your thanksgiving should be the listing of all the things that you can thank God for.
这个就是神要的灵祭。
This is the holy sacrifice that God wants us from us.
我们不要想说神要的就是钱，不是这个。
Do not think that God only wants money.
神要是你心里向他颂赞啊，尊他为大，心里向他感谢，知道他的恩典。
If you put to God first in your heart and give thanksgiving to Him,
那这个就是在神面前神所悦纳的灵祭。
Then your praise becomes a sacrifice to Him.
然后再来才是祈求。
The next is.Asking God.
但是我们的祈求也常常都很限制在很小的范围里面，为着肉体，为着工作，为着健康，都是这样而已。
Sometimes we ask God in our prayer, about our jobs, about our health.
但是一个人灵性在进步的时候，他那个祷告的内容会改变的。
When a man progresses in his spirituality, the content of his prayer will change.
会从属世的变成属灵的。
His request will go from that of the world to that of the heaven.
我们看哥罗西书第一章。
Please look at Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书的第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
因此我自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。这里说保罗为哥罗西教会的信徒祷告。
Here, Paul prayed for the members of Corinthian church.
他祷告什么？
What did he pray for?
求你们在属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
He prayed that they can be filled with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
就是属灵的智慧悟性，就是属灵的那种领悟力啊，能够增加。
He prayed that their spiritual understanding can be increased.
所以可以满心知道神的旨意。
So in their heart, they may know the will of God.
这个就是他我祷告一个很重要的内容。
This was an aspect of Paul's prayer.
那为什么保罗这样祷告呢？
Why does Paul pray in this way?
因为主耶稣说，那个最大的诫命就是要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
Because the greatest commandment God gave to us, to people, is that we need to love God with all our heart and all our soul.
还有。
All our,
尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。那里面有一个就尽尽性尽意，这个尽意 all your mind all your mind
all your mind
来爱主你的神。
To love your God.
那怎么样叫做尽意来爱神？
What does it mean to live God with all your mind?
就是在属灵的悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
You know in your heart the ways of God.
在每一件事情上你知道神要你怎么做。
In all you do, you know what it is that God wants you to do.
当你遇到问题，
When you have problems in your life,
我们知道神要我们怎么做。
We know what God wants us to do.
当我们赚到钱，
When we earn money,
神，你知道神要我们怎么来用这笔钱。
You know how God wants you to use your money.
每一个事情上，我们都知道神的旨意。
So in all things you do, you know God's will.
然后照神的旨意来做，让他喜悦。
And you do things according to God's will, it pleases Him.
这个就是叫做尽意爱神。
This is what it means to love God with all your mind.
这个是最大的诫命。
And this is the greatest commandment.
所以这是我们祷告的目标。
And this should be the goal of our prayer.
有时候我不了解神的心意。
Sometimes we don't understand the will of God.
所以有一些事情我们讲的话，我们做的决定让神忧伤。
So we say things that cause sorrow in God.
不是我们不爱神。
It is not that we don't love God.
是我们对神的旨意看不清楚。
It is because we don't see very clearly God's will.
所以我们所要想要做的反而让神忧伤。
And in what we do, whatever we do, our doing becomes an object of God's sorrow.
保罗为什么会逼迫基督徒？
Why did Paul persecute the Christians?
不是出于嫉妒。
Not out of jealousy.
如果你从圣经看起来，
If you read Bible,
是无知。
He persecuted Christian out of his
Ignorance 就是对主耶稣不认识。
He didn't know Jesus.
他很热心犹太教。
He was very zealous in Judaism.
但是对神的旨意看不清楚。
But he didn't see God's will very clearly.
所以他所做出来的是逼迫耶稣，说是罪人的头。
And he became the head of the people who persecuted the Christian.
而今天我们在教会热心很好。
Sometimes we may become fervent in church.
但是一定要满心知道神的旨意。
But when you are fervent, you must at the same time know the will of God.
使我们热心所做出来的真的得到神的喜悦。
So what you do will be acceptable to God.
这个就是我们祷告的一个内容。
And this should be the content of our prayer.
神啊，求你让我们每一个人满心知道你的旨意。
We pray to God so that everyone will know the wills of God.
我们所做的决定对得起你。
So that our decisions will be accountable
蒙你喜悦
to God and be blessed by God.
得到你的祝福。 所以啊，热心很好，但是一定要有这个属灵的智慧，这是要祷告的。
It is good to be fervent in church, but you also need to have the wisdom as well.
好，我们现在看以弗所书。
Please look at Book of Ephesians.
以弗所书的第一章。
Book of Ephesians chapter 1.
第一章的十七节，十六节开始。
Chapter 1 verse 16. Sorry.
说就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常常提到你们。十七节，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那世人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给你们，使你们真知道他。啊，现在保罗为以弗所教会的信徒祷告。
Paul prayed for the members of Corinthian church.
那他没有提到这些什么一些地上的物质的。
He never mentioned the details of.On important details.
求神将那世人智慧和启示的灵赐给你们。
He only prayed that God could give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
借着圣灵给你们智慧。
Through Holy Spirit, give them the wisdom.
使你们真知道他。
So they know, they may know God better.
对神的认识能够增加。
And that their understanding of God may increase.
一旦人认识了神，你知道世界最宝贵就是神。
When people know God, then they will know that God is the most important thing they have in the world.
那我们心里的那个注意力会转变的。
And they will change the focus of their life.
世界是空的，只有主耶稣里面才是至宝。
They will come to see the world as something that's empty, and only Jesus has something of value in their lives.
那你的生活内容会改变的。
And the way of their life will change from this because of this.
所以这是保罗的祷告，因为大家能够真正知道主，认识主。
And Paul prayed that God may know, they may know God better.
今天如果我们大家都能够真的认识主
，And today if we all know God truly,
大家圣工会抢着做
，Then we'll fight for holy work.
最有价值的工作是主耶稣的工作。
The most valuable.In the world is the work of God.
最有价值的追求是追求主耶稣。
The most valuable pursuit in this life is
the pursuit of Jesus. 一旦认识了，我们就改变了。
Once you know Him, you will be changed.
再看第三章以弗所书。
Please look at chapter 3,
16节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16.
求他按他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。现在他为以弗所教会的第二个祷告。
The second prayer Paul had for current Ephesians.
说求神借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
He asked God to strengthen them with power through His Spirit in their inner being.
不止肉体刚强，灵里面要刚强。
Not only should they be strong physically, they ought to be strong in their inner being.
灵里刚强，神的道才行得出来。
When they are strong in spirit, then they're able to carry out.The commandments of God.
灵一旦软弱下来，道理懂很多，知识很多，行不出来。
When the spirits are weak, then they cannot do many things.
所以我们祷告是要做什么？要怎么？要求什么
？So what should we do in our prayer?
求神给我们智慧。
We pray for wisdom.
求神给我们能力。
We pray for ability.
让我们能够刚强，让我们能认识他。
We pray so that we can be strong and know God better.
还有就是为别人的需要代祷。
And we pray for the requests of other people.
当我们开始为别人祷告的时候，你发现哦，一天祷告半个小时绝对不够。
When you begin to pray people surround you, you will realize that half an hour of prayer every day is not enough.
那真的，我们开始在关心别人的时候，你发现祷告很时间很容易过去。
When you start to care for other people.You realize that the time of your prayer comes to pass very quickly.
因为我们要为别人祷告，祷告到你觉得心里面很平安一段时间。
It takes quite some time to in your prayer so that you feel peaceful in your prayer.
所以我们的祷告到底是祷告什么
？So what should we pray in our prayer?
第一个要颂赞神。
You give praise to God.
第二个要感谢神。
Second, you thank God for all that He has done for you.
述说神给你的恩典。
And you list all the grace God has bestowed on you.
第三个祈求。
And third, request.
啊，第四个代祷。
And number four, pray for other people.
啊，那我们现在要一起来祷告。
And we'll pray together now.
我们特别为灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let's pray for the upcoming spiritual convocation.
也为了教会一些重要的圣工来代祷。
And all the important holy works in the church.
那我们也来想想这四个重要的内容。
So we can meditate upon these four important aspects of our prayer.
跪在神的面前，向他感谢、颂赞、祈求、代祷。
We pray when we pray in front of God. We give praise, thanks, and request to Him.
我们现在要求圣灵的哈，请我们不要客气到前面来。
If you want to pray for Holy Spirit.